شكرا سيد الرئيس. أود أن أتقدم.
Thank you, President. I'd like to begin by warmly thanking the countries that have commended my country's efforts to promote and protect human rights and have appreciated our efforts at national and international level, including through their cooperation in the establishment of our institutions as well as the implementation of accepted recommendations. It's a pleasure to be able to answer some of the questions and comments. I will take the opportunity to give the floor to members of my delegation when necessary. Concerning the invitation of the Special Rapporteur against torture, we have taken measures and created a protection network in order to promote and protect human rights. This will lead to measures to redress justice and the payment of fair compensation. We have been cooperating with the human rights treaty bodies and the special procedures as well as the High Commissioner's office. At various fora, we've announced the fact that we have started to implement the recommendations of the Independent Commission of Inquiry. The Commission made similar recommendations to those made by the human rights treaty bodies in the area of the fight against torture. We have made progress and shared information with the various bodies involved. I would like to introduce a member of my delegation who is a member of parliament. He will be able to tell us more about the Shura Council and its role in the legislative process. President, the Shura Council monitors the implementation of UPR recommendations. Five members of parliament have submitted draft laws or bills on family law during the course of 2017. In the prologue to those laws, it states that the family must be respected in line with Sharia law and family law must be respected. Similarly, the preamble to these bills, it states that the inspiration is Article 5.1, promoting and protecting the family as the basic unit of society. It strives to protect also all children from neglect and any violations of their rights. Their physical, psychological and mental growth must be protected within the family. The members of parliament have also added that legislation must address all members of our society without any discrimination between various segments of society. We strive to enhance national cohesion and to respond to society's need, as well as the claims made by civil society activists, lawyers, and other practitioners. They have all called for a law to govern the whole of society while respecting the two branches of Sharia law, Sunni and Shia Sharia law. In 2017, the Council recommended that the government study these bills with a view to enacting them. A royal order was issued in April of this year with a view to establishing a committee to review the family code. This committee has now been set up. It is called the Committee on the Rights of Women and Family. It brings together 10 legal experts from various branches of the law. They will be examining the draft and its compatibility with Sharia law